Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Reverend Aaron Williams. We're so excited, you know, about the move of God in our lives, you know, and God has no big eyes and little U's. And that's one thing that I love about him. When I see that as a brother or sister that has obtained and moved forward in God and that just come to a place of peace and rest, you know, and a victory and a power, you know, God says he does that and let us see that to move us to a place of envy, not envy of evil, but that we would desire more from him. I can't see a time where I see someone that knows the word and I'm like, man, I got to get in the word. You want to know the word, but you got to study. you can't just want it. You're not going to get it through osmosis by just putting the Bible under your pillow. You're going to get it because you put the boot work in, because you put the footwork in, because you put the elbow grease, because you put the sweat equity in it. You can go to the gym and sit down and watch people work out all you want, but until you begin to do the exercise yourself, you'll never see the benefit of exercising. You'll never see the benefit in your own body. You'll see it in other people, but you'll never see it in your body. And while I was talking to a brother, and we were just talking about sin and the flavor of the month, you know, it was back in the day in a job, one of the things we would talk about was the flavor of the month, because as we had different managers would come in and they would start something new. And it was a trend, and the trend would go on for so long, but then it would die down. We began to call it the flavor of the month, because some people do things just because the culture is doing. They do things just because it's what's popular. And I want to tell you, sin has become popular. This is a crazy topic for me, because it breaks my heart that Christ would have come to die to deliver and free us from sin, but yet we delight to still stay in it. Let's pray. God of God, we do thank you and we bless you for your word. We bless you for the victory that you've given us. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your cross. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for your redemptive work. God, we thank you that we're secure in you. But we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I can remember a time where this word would have hit me different, but I thank you for victory today, and I pray, God, that those that you've ordained to hear this word, God, that it would do the same and deliver them from the muck and the mire, from the bondages of sin, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that you do it again, for we know you're able. God, it's already done in eternity. Move us to a place in you of victory and of power, of deliverance, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So Romans is pretty, it's not a weird book, but, you know, another name for it, they call it the gospel to all, because it's a general book to a plethora, you know, a multitude of different peoples that were in Rome. And Paul was trying to address everyone. You know, it's kind of similar to Corinthians, but we knew that the Corinthian church was corrupt. It was all type of apostasy, all type of hypocrisy, all type of idolatry, all types, you know, wickedness that were happening in the church, because people came in, listen, with the mindset, hey, because I'm free now, because Christ has made me free, because he paid the penalty for all, I might as well continue into the things that I'm doing. What's the need to change? What's the need to renew? What's the need to commit myself to a way of holiness, a way of consecration, a way of sacrifice, if Christ has done everything and now all I got to do is believe in him? See, this is the simple belief that the devil puts on our mind, because we battle with sin. There's a struggle. The Bible says he that suffers in the flesh has ceased from sin, but we refuse to suffer We refuse to go through. We refuse to lift that weight. We refuse to lay aside that besetting sin. We refuse to lay aside those weights. And what happens, especially in Christendom in today, it's so crazy today because everywhere. There's no hiding behind the walls, because when you think you're safe inside the walls, somebody still got a camera. Somebody still got a phone exposing and putting you. And that's the point of character. That's the point of character, because character behaves with no one is watching. But sister, it's someone that's always watching. It's someone that's right. And I want to read, because the Bible is good by itself. You know, I want to read some of Romans, and I understand reading in Romans as you get through it, it seems to try to tend toward the kind of the thought that, you know, Christ has done everything. You know, we didn't ask to be sinners, but because of Adam's transgression, all were enabled under sin. But then with Christ's sacrifice, all are now made righteous. So people say, hey, well, there's nothing I have to do, because Romans 5 tells me, just like I didn't have to do anything with Adam, I don't have to do anything with Christ. I'm saved. But see, what we're not realizing is that Adam put us in a place of the fallen state. Christ put us back into the original state. Christ put us back into the original state of man. We see, there was no sin. There was no sin in the original state. So we're looking at it from a standpoint that Adam's transgression. We're looking from a standpoint of defeat. We're looking from a standpoint of weakness. We're looking for a standpoint. What does Romans say? The law in chapter 8, the law of sin and death. There's a law in our members. There's a law of sin and death. There's a law in the behavior of sin that says that when you do it, it takes you to a place of death. But we've been crucified, right? You've been crucified with Christ. So now the death that I have is still on the cross. The death that I have is now behind me. The death that I have is under the blood. Now I'm living according to righteousness. Why? Because Christ has been made unto me wisdom, sanctification, righteousness, and redemption. He's been made unto me those things because I could not achieve, I could not obtain these things on my own. Christ has become, but you see, it doesn't say he's become my holiness. Because holiness without shall no man see God. There's a position in God that we have to strive for. Why? Because the pseudo-ruler of this earth, the pseudo-ruler of our members, the pseudo-ruler of this realm, the flesh, has come in and taken place as sovereign ruler over our soul. And unless we put to death the actions of our flesh, because the Bible tells us, I believe it's not in Hebrew, the Bible tells us that we can't do the things in Galatians. We can't, because the spirit lusts against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. Why? So you can't do the things that you would. You can't do the things that you want, because there's a war going on in our members. There's a war going on in this realm. There's a war going on. Listen, not in your spirit, in your flesh, because the flesh has set itself up as pseudo ruler of our lives. The flesh has set itself up as pseudo ruler of our lives. Hallelujah. And it's, listen to the word, porpoising, to be ruler. And that what it means is that it comes and it appears. It's making a claim, I'm the boss. It's making a claim, I'm the head in charge. It's making a claim that you aren't strong enough, that we aren't strong enough to break its power. That's why Christ came, because there's a law of sin and death, but there's a law, my God, hallelujah, in Romans, there's a law of the spirit of life that's in, it's in him. It's in him. You might not have gotten that, but it's in him. It's in, let me read Romans 8. It's in him. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. We want to jump to Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation. Okay, yeah, Romans 5 tells us, hey, we're saved. We understand that we're saved. We understand that Christ did it, and there's nothing else that we have to do. Romans 6 comes and say, hey, but shall we continue? Because we know we're free, because we know that grace has been applied. So what, we're just going to do what we want because of grace? We're going to do what we want because of mercy? Paul says it this way in Romans 6, God forbid. Listen, my God, how can we? Let me read Romans 6:1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So if we're living in sin, there's a place of death for us. You're saying you're alive in Christ. You're saying you're born again. You're saying you're Christian. But if you're perpetrating a fraud and living purposely in sin, you're a sinner. You're a sinner. Listen, there was a man. I got an illustration. There was a man down our way when I was coming up. And I believe his name was Mr. Blue. And Mr. Blue had a coal business. And what he would do, he would pick up and fill his truck up with coal. And back in those days, not everybody had gas. Some people still had was heating their house with coal. Some people still had the gas man that came out to the house and filled up their tank. But then the others, we would just dump coal through the basement window into their bin where they were keeping coal at. Mr. Blue only had two criteria. One, that you don't mind getting dirty. The other, you have to be able to lift the bag of coal into the truck and out of the truck. Well, I made one of those criteria. I didn't mind getting dirty. God knows I didn't mind getting dirty, but I could not lift that bag. He told me, come back when you're stronger. And when I thought about it today, I said, I remember when I was struggling in sin. I wanted to get out. I wanted freedom. I didn't like being in bondage. And God continued to strengthen me because I continued to come. I continued to pray. I continued to fast. I continued to study his word. I continued to go to church. I continued to do the calisthenics that would strengthen me spiritually. But then sin became easy for me. God was giving me over to a reprobate mind to do what I wanted because I could just always just go and repent. And it reminded me of going back to be able to lift this bag of coal because now where sin should have become and let me realize it was my captor. It was holding me in bondage. It was my sovereign. And where in Romans 7, it says it becomes exceedingly sinful. Now it has become to me presumptuous, purposeful, and practiced. And I want to tell you again, I said it before, if that is your weight or your view of sin and the weight of it on our lives, it's no longer weakness. You're not sinning because you're weak. You're sinning because you want to. And listen, you're telling me you want to sin? That your love for sin is stronger than your love for God and you believe that you're a Christian? Okay, I can't judge you. I have no heaven and hell to put you out of. But Paul said, God forbid in Romans 6:2, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer? Know ye not, verse 3, that so many as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. Christ didn't come that we can continue in the fallen state of Adam. Christ came to put us back into the state of our original creation under the glory of God. So much, listen to what it says, that if the old administration was glorious, how much more is this administration be more glorious? There is a glory that God wants to move in man in the earth. But we continue to hide it and hold it back because of unrighteousness, because of sin, because of separation, because of divisions of the flesh, because, you know, I don't like you, you don't like her. The devil is a liar. We've been called to victory. We've been called to power. We've been called to deliverance. But how can we meet the need if we're so busy dealing with our own mess? My God, how can we deal with the things and the purposes of God when God can't even get us out of what he delivered us from or what he died for? How can we meet the need of the world and share the gospel of Jesus Christ when we can't even get and overcome our own selves? My God, when do we expect God to puppetize us? God didn't make you a prophet. God didn't make you a pastor. God didn't give you the gift of teaching. God didn't give you the gift of healing that you can continue in sin. Don't we realize the terror of God, the terror of falling into the hand of an angry God, that when God turns his face to judge, there's no mercy left? When God turns his face, the Bible says, many will come in that day and say, didn't we prophesy? And didn't we work? Didn't we move? Didn't we minister in your name? Didn't we do these great works? And the Lord will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And I hear the theologies, I hear the theologians saying, well, those are those that, you know, that really never knew Christ. They were just going to church. But we that are born again, we can go in and out. The devil is a liar. How shall we continue in sin? How can we continue in something that we're dead to? My God, how? We're not recognizing sin as our captain. We're not recognizing sin as a place of bondage. We're like the children of Israel wanting to go back to Egypt. We had leeks and garlic in Egypt. Let's go back to Egypt when the Lord is trying to take us to the promised land. The Lord is trying to take us. Listen, I'm the last one to talk. I've been hypocritical for the majority of my life, coming up through my 20s, 30s, and part of my 40s. And my thoughts were wrong. But my appetites betrayed me so much to the extent that I don't trust myself. I don't trust myself to live right. I don't trust myself to live holy. I don't trust myself to follow Christian principles and doctrine. I don't trust myself. So what do, Brother Aaron? I pray and I cry out to the Lord to continuously deliver me. I cry out. I fast. I turn my plate down. I study. I do the disciplines of a Christian. I do the disciplines that keep this flesh under. And even then, when I get off my knees, I still hear Aaron trying to tell me to do something contrary to the will of God. The devil's a liar. Because whatever man you exercise the most. The illustration I got off a brother not too long ago, he said he had two men tied to a post. Hallelujah. Which one would live? And the guys gave all kind of answers. He said, no. The one that would live is the one that you feed. And this is why we struggle with sin so much, because we continue to feed it in our ear gate, feed it in our eye gate, what we're watching, what we're listening to. We're wondering why our youth are going through and have attitude problems, depression, anger, problems with paranoia, fear, impulsive, emotional, terror and terrorism, death or murder, suicide, helplessness, hopelessness, because that's what they're listening to. Must be listening to murdering on the phone. They're on their Walkman. They're listening on the radio. They're listening in their listening devices to people who have been set up by the enemy to preach a mantra to them. They're here. The devil is preaching to our children through the music. And the only way we can break the power of the enemy is through the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. We have to preach the gospel, but it has to come through a sanctified vessel. It has to come through someone who surrenders. It has to come where the yoke of bondage has been broken in their life. It has to come through someone who's been delivered. It has to come, hallelujah, where we come through someone where the Lord said the prince of this world has come and he had nothing in me. It has to come from someone who's turned over to God, surrendered to him. Shall we continue? Shall we continue? Listen, I wrote this down on this post and I'm going to read it. God doesn't show us or show you freedom that you can continue in sin. He shows you freedom that you may become fully aware and understand his grace towards you and over your life to the level that he shows you the level of sanctification that he wants to raise you to. God doesn't allow freedom that we can just do what we want, but he allows freedom to show you your character in him. God gave me freedom. I can go in and I can come out and find pasture whenever I want. I understand grace. I understand mercy. I understand the propitiation. I understand his sacrifice. I understand what he's done for me, so I'm good. He wants you to understand that all these things are still free and we still have a will to live. And he's praying as he had in Deuteronomy. I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose, my God, choose life. My God, choose life. What are you choosing? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And going into Romans 7, that's what Paul said. And people look at this as an excuse. Even Paul said, I serve sin with my flesh, but you know, with my mind. No, Paul, not given permission to sin. He understood that there's a battle that no matter how much I do the will of God, it's a part of me that still wants to do its own thing. I've been sacrificed. I've been sacrificing my life. I've actually seen Christ. I understand who the Messiah is. I understand who he is. And even understanding who he is and seeing and meeting him myself, part of me that still wants to sin. There's still a part of me. That's why Romans 8 says there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but in the Spirit. For the law, for what the law, verse 3, couldn't do because it was weak through the flesh. God, my God, Father, sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, by the sacrifice for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Listen, if you're sinning, you're in the flesh. He's preaching perfection. I'm not preaching perfection. I'm preaching love. I'm preaching love. It's a love walk. Because as long as you love what you do more than you love God, you're going to struggle with what you do. And even then, there's a pull. Because listen, your flesh realizes where you're going. It can't go with you. It can't go with you. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. It recognizes this life, this realm, this place on earth is the it's his last hurrah. This place that we're in is the flesh's last chance to be sovereign ruler over your life. You can't let him win. because Christ has already given us the victory. We already, he's been given the victory, listen, and been made as a sweet-smelling savor in the nostril of God. Hallelujah. By his righteousness, by his reign, by his rule. Christ, 1 Corinthians, I'm going to read it, 1:30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, that's God, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. My God, you can't do what you want. We can't do what we want and still call it holy. We can't do what we want. I was talking to a pastor down here in Georgia, and he just came up to me. He said, Brother Aaron, I think some people forget that when they come to church, that this is God's house and not theirs. We've so tuned out the presence of God that we can have church without even having God in the building. What a tragedy to not have God and the presence of God in a building that was made for him. My God. Hallelujah. And all this time, I'm just noticing, and we're winding up. We might as well wind out now. And I do apologize for those that are on Facebook Live, because I'm just recognizing that I didn't click the go live button. And we were already bringing it in. I can't start all over. I'm sorry about that, you know, technical mishap. But if, my God, the devil's a liar, I'm sorry about that. But if you desire to be born again, you say, I've been in sin and I continue to sin. I know that God loves me, but I just can't give this up. I want to pray with you. I want you to repeat a prayer with me, and then I'm going to pray for you. And God is going to do what you're asking, and I need you that as we bring this into a close, that you, one, it corresponds with Purpose Kingdom. And we can help and direct you toward a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. You know, that's not using a bunch of gimmicks and pandemonium and hoopla to attract you, but they're teaching the word of God, because the word of God is our foundation. We have to stand on the word. Come on, repeat this prayer with me. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save my soul and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ask it in Jesus' name and to his glory. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, come into my heart and be Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. If you said what you meant, admit what you said. God has done what you've asked, but that's just the first step of confession. For the Bible says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You got to tell people, I've been born again. You got to confess that you believe in Jesus. And then you got to find a place where you can be discipled, follow after the words of Christ, follow after the teaching and biblical teachings of the apostles. You have to find those things, because he said, you're my disciples that you continue in my word. Those that continue in thee, in the word. Let me pray. God, I do thank you, and I bless you for your goodness, God, just for your mercy, for your grace, for what you've done, that even in you now, we've been set, God, back to our original position in you. My God, hallelujah. Even before Adam sinned, God, hallelujah, before the foundation of the world, God, you've already, hallelujah, you've already made us, hallelujah, overcomers. You've already made us more than God. You've already made us, hallelujah, overcomers in you. For in you we live and move and have our being. I pray for everyone that will listen to this video and repeat that prayer, God. I do pray, God, that even though through 90% of the broadcast, God, on Facebook, that I didn't hit the go live button, I still pray that those that will see and hear the call of repentance would come to you and would repent, God, and start their lives walking towards you in the name of Jesus even the more. God, strengthen them, deliver them, and pull them out of the muck and mire, God, in the name of Jesus. Every vice, God, that binds them, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would destroy it by your anointing, that you would loose the bounds and set them free. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. We're going to bring on Pastor Toy, and then we're going to come back with our final words and the benediction, my God, and we'll see you again next month. But praise the Lord, Pastor Toy.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a word. Hallelujah, God. See, I told you I got excited. I told you I got excited. I just thank and bless God for that word of God coming from the man of God. Hallelujah. And I thank and bless God by faith for the souls that I believe gave their life to Christ this evening. Now, we encourage each and everyone out there, if you do not already have one, or if you just gave your life to Christ this evening, to find and join a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us. Please join us tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening, we will be doing a rebroadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network, and then we will be coming to you live once again on Thursday with the Black Church and the host, our Minister of Music, Minister Adrian Allen. Know that you can follow us via social media. We are on Facebook. We are on at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram as well as on Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also feel free to email any questions, comments, suggestions, concerns, or any requests for any help that we may be able to kingdomnet@gmail.com. Again, that is purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. We are praying for you, praying for each and every one of you, and touching and agreeing for what you are seeking and asking God for. Amen. Reverend Aaron, once again, wonderful word of God. The ministry is back in your hands.
Hey, thank you so much, Pastor. You know, I just want to reiterate for those that are on Facebook, because I didn't hit the go live button. Yeah, I knew once I started talking. That's why I usually do all of these things before I start talking, because once I start talking, I'm gone. So, but we thank God, you know, because the enemy, because of the law of sin and death, Bible says that sin reigned from Adam to Moses. Sin reigned. It just was rampant. People was done because there was no law. But then the law came. The law came, and sin became exceedingly sinful. People was like, oh, wow, God has a standard. God has a place, a place that I, a measure that I have to come up to. My life is a mess. But there was sacrifice for that. Once a year, the high priest would go into the holiest of holies and present the blood of the sacrifice. But it says It was never designed to take away sin. My God. This is the joy and the terror at the same time. It was not designed to take away sin. The blood of goats and heifers was not designed. But this man, hallelujah, this man, Christ Jesus, hallelujah, this man, Christ Jesus, died once, sacrificed once for us, that sin no longer reigns. And I want to define this word reign. I looked it up. To hold royal office. The period during which a sovereign rules. My God. Sin was our sovereign ruler. And because of sin, death reigned. But now, because we walk in the Spirit and according to the law of the Spirit of life, my God, we got eternal life in Christ. My God, what a promise. That now, as I find and learn to submit my appetites, my thoughts, my proclivities, my desires, my inclinations, because I don't even want my thought to be sinful. I want the root of it out of my life. God is keeping us. God is moving in us. Listen, both to will. I know you want to do this thing. But he reminds us. He didn't do it. He's not just moving us to want to, but he's also moving us to do, which is good pleasure. Be encouraged. You know, when you're looking at this broadcast, and you, like Pastor said, Purpose Kingdom, you're looking at this broadcast, you're listening to it on your phone, you're listening to it on your radio, on your computer, on your listening device. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom and look up, Purpose Kingdom Network, and look up Reverend Aaron Williams. We have ministers that are on this network that will minister to you wherever you are. And you can, like I said, I drive from Philly to Georgia, not as often as I used to, but it's still a 12-hour drive. I don't care when I do it. For 12 hours, plug up my phone and just listen to Blog Talk. Listen to the archives of the ministry. Look up BTW Ministry. Just, let the Lord minister to you, and encourage you and strengthen you. God, I do thank you and I bless you. Thank you for every man, every woman, every boy and girl that will hear and listen to this broadcast. God, I pray that you would strengthen them. In the name of Jesus, those that have committed and confessed Christ, God, I pray your sanctification, because we know you've been made unto them wisdom, sanctification, redemption, and righteousness in the name of Jesus. So move in them, God. Let them see the victory that truly is in Christ Jesus. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Bless Purpose Kingdom. Bless Blog Talk Radio for allowing us even, God, to be on the broadcast and giving us the venue to minister. God, bless Pastor Toy, God, and those that continue to work behind the scenes, Adrian, Brother Rob, God, and others, that you will just continue to bless them, God, and most of all, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You have a great evening.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah.
better admit it. I'm so committed to winning.